Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Armies run on beans, bullets, and Band-Aids. Having earlier voted down bullets for Nicaragua's Contras, the House has now taken away the beans and Band-Aids. Deborah Potter reports.
The Democratic proposal to send the Contras $16 million in purely humanitarian aid was defeated by just 8 votes. And at the White House, spokesman Marlon Fitzwater urged the Congress to take up a new plan.
The closeness of the vote does indicate that we have a lot of strength in the House. We won in the Senate last time. And we'll be working on the legislative strategy in the next few days, but we need to turn this around as soon as possible, and we think we can win it.
But House Speaker Jim Wright said he's not sure he wants to try again.
We have thus far done our very best to try to create a constructive and positive approach to help the peace process.
For now, all Contra aid, both military and humanitarian, has been cut off. And there's no guarantee that another vote on further U.S. assistance of any kind will even be scheduled. Deborah Potter, CBS News on Capitol Hill.
Contra leader Alfredo Cesar says that vote will soon be felt in the field.
If the United States lawmakers do not put aside their political differences and get down to try to solve the Nicaraguan problem, or at least try to help us solve it, I think this is going to be a disaster in a matter of weeks.
In Geneva, encouraging talk today about ending another U.S.-backed insurgency, this one half a world away in Afghanistan. Tom Fenton is in Switzerland.
As the Afghan talks recessed for the weekend, the U.N. negotiator Diego Cordovez said the last remaining obstacle to an agreement on withdrawal of Soviet troops has now been removed, and there are only details to be arranged. He expects a final agreement within days. The last obstacle was the timing of the Soviet withdrawal. The communist regime in Afghanistan, which speaks for the Soviet side in these talks, said yesterday that the last Soviet soldier could be out of Afghanistan within 9 months after the agreement is implemented. The Pakistanis, who speak for the other side in these negotiations, are expected to give their answer Monday. Tom Fenton, CBS News, Geneva.
2:30 past the hour.
Today, just about everyone is talking about Lincoln. Maybe because there's so much to talk about. The new Continental's all-independent suspension is a major engineering coup. One of our judges wrote, it's the best American luxury car ever to come down the road. Motor Trend Magazine. So little vibration emanates from the engine bay that, in true Continental tradition, drivers ask, is the engine still running? Automobile Magazine.
It has as much super tech equipment as a Mercedes S-Class, will carry twice as much cargo as the closest priced BMW 3 Series, and is as quiet as a Jaguar XJ6 at half the price. But it also retains an American sense and seating for six. This car translates much of the European standard of luxury into the American idiom. In so doing, it redefines automotive luxury in the U.S. Auto Week magazine.
That's why everyone's talking about the new Lincoln Continental. See it at your Southern California Lincoln Mercury dealer today. Lincoln, what a luxury car should be.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
Panama's strongman, Manuel Noriega, appears even stronger this morning. The opposition has called off its general strike, and Japan, with heavy investments in Panama, is reported ready to back Noriega. But Washington supports ousted President Eric Arturo Duvalier. As White House correspondent Terrence Smith reports, President Reagan is under pressure to put a money squeeze on Noriega.
Liberal Democratic senators and conservative Republicans banded together to urge the administration to declare a total U.S. trade embargo of Panama. Republican Alphonse D'Amato of New York.
If we can't take on this petty dictator with the leverage we have in this area, how will they ever believe that we are sincere when we say we want you to undertake an effort if we can't remove the pimple?
Panamanian opposition leader Ricardo Arias Calderon suggested that the next move should be up to those officers in the Panamanian military opposed to General Noriega.
We're hopeful that they will do within the military what has been done by every other military in Latin America that has helped the democratization process. Get rid of the rascal and throw him out.
Today, White House officials are expected to brief President Reagan on a number of additional economic and diplomatic steps the U.S. can take to put even more pressure on Noriega. Terrence Smith, CBS News, the White House.
Israeli soldiers today set up checkpoints on main roads in the occupied West Bank. They turned back journalists trying to cover unrest in Ramallah and other towns. One Israeli newspaper reports today the army is issuing its occupation troops new billy clubs made of fiberglass after complaints the old wooden ones were not tough enough to carry out the beatings instead of bullets policy. One soldier reportedly hurt his hand when his baton splintered while he was beating an Arab. Having reduced his peace plan to writing, Secretary of State Schultz took his peace shuttle from Israel to Damascus today. Wyatt Andrews reports on his Jerusalem talks.
A spokesman for Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir said Schultz formally presented the American plan, that Shamir gave Israel's view, and that Shamir would give his answer in a meeting with President Reagan March 14th. Shamir himself today kept silent about his objections to Schultz's plan and held to his policy of praising Schultz for his efforts.
Our talk was very friendly, very useful, and promising. I hope, I'm sure, we will continue our efforts for getting peace in the area.
For Shamir to call the Schultz mission promising is a new development. Unfortunately for Schultz, it probably does not mean that Shamir is close to endorsing a peace plan that will require Israel to give up territory for peace. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Not far from Schultz's hotel, Israeli police discovered a dynamite-packed car. They disarmed it. In southern Lebanon, two more foreigners are missing and feared kidnapped. Peter Coleridge, a visiting British official of the Oxfam Relief Organization, disappeared late yesterday along with a Syrian colleague. No one has yet claimed responsibility for abducting them. 6:30 past 7.
Excuse me, I'd like to check out.
Really?
Room 4312, level 9, red sector, Eisenhower wing.
Here's your bill.
Ooh, $75 a night?
Plus tax, phone charge, phone surcharge, what? Tax surcharge, yeah. Key rental fee.
Boy, I should have stayed at Travelodge.
Travelodge?
With their business break special, it would have cost me about a third of this.
Business break?
It's clean, quiet, friendly, and I can park my car right near my room. Which reminds me, have you guys found my car yet?
Let me see. Ah, yes, it's in parking structure 26L Blue.
Oh,
that's
boy.
3 miles due east of here.
Look, this is a big hotel. How do I...
Hotel shuttle.
Free?
$6.
Oh, and what's this mini fridge serve bar? $9.
That's peanuts.
That's not peanuts.
And $6 for a long distance call.
I only called room service.
In this hotel, room service is a long distance call.
This is a big hotel.
Next.
Give yourself a Travelodge business break Sunday through Thursday for only $25, $35, or $45 a night, depending on location. But only until May 27th at participating Travelodges. Call 1-800-255-3050 and open your eyes to Travelodge.
In the worst air accident in France in 7 years, a commuter plane crashed 25 miles southwest of Paris this morning, all 22 people aboard killed. An FAA safety report out this morning could bring a multi-million-dollar fine against Northwest Airlines. That story from Steve Eckert of WCCO-TV, Minneapolis.
FAA inspectors say that Northwest improperly delayed aircraft repairs, failed to conduct required safety inspections, and allowed pilots to fly longer than safety rules allow. The FAA inspection report still must be reviewed by government lawyers, but a source familiar with the report says Northwest could wind up being assessed one of the largest fines in aviation history. Steve Eckert for CBS News, Minneapolis.
A Louisiana appeals court has heard arguments in a $90 million defamation suit filed against TV evangelist Jimmy Swaggart by a rival minister who blames Swaggart for his downfall. Bruce Hall reports.
Defrocked evangelist Marvin Gorman, who has pictures of Jimmy Swaggart with a prostitute, said he was not being vindictive, even though Swaggart had him kicked out of the church 2 years ago. Gorman said he was trying to help Swaggart overcome his fascination with pornography.
Jimmy, I wish that you would be a man of your word. I wish that you would repent and get your act together.
Gorman was forced to give up his television ministry after Swaggart accused him of numerous sexual affairs. Gorman was permanently dismissed from the Assemblies of God Church. However, Jimmy Swaggart is now being offered a much lighter punishment, only 3 months out of the pulpit. Members of the Louisiana board say they have received messages in tongues from God, telling them to be lenient with Swaggart. However, the national church leaders are expected to reject leniency when they meet later this month in Springfield, Missouri. A majority of church elders believe Swaggart must step down for a full year to atone for his sexual sins. Bruce Hall, CBS News, New Orleans.
Not in a decade has the U.S. unemployment rate been as low as it was in February. The civilian jobless rate fell a tenth of a point to 5.7%, as more than 500,000 new jobs were filled, mostly in healthcare and other service fields. The dollar is lower overseas. Gold rose above $430 in London, about $3 higher. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead 7.96 at 2071.45. Big board volume, 46 million shares. It's 10 past 7.